Shuck, shuck, shuck. Ooh. Shuck, shuck, shuck. Ha. Ooh. Shuck, shuck, shuck. Ooh. Wow, wow. Oh. Somebody funny. Wow.
Ooh. All right. You are all amazing dancers. Let us all relax and welcome our friends to Barrow today.
Welcome to Barrow!
Barrow!
That's right. And welcome to my shop. I have some fun activities for you today. Are you ready?
Yes!
Great! All you have to do is to listen and learn. Will you do that for me? Wonderful! Let's first visit the twins, Both and Edward.
Edward, did you even know the children you invite to our home?
These two children are my new friends. Now I know them.
Edward, what did Baba say about a stranger?
Both. These children are not dangerous. They told me they were so hungry, so I called them home to share a meal with us.
So, what I'm supposed to eat now, that you have given them all the food?
Come on, there's still some food in the saucepan.
Where? I don't see any sweet potatoes in here, and you know how much I love them.
But, relax, there's enough food for all of us.
I swear, Edward, if I don't get satisfied.
Hey, what is happening here? Why are you shouting at each other?
Father, thank God for you here. Edward has given out all my food.
No, I didn't. But it's just being selfish.
I'm not selfish. I am hungry.
Okay, one at a time. But what exactly is the problem?
Mother cooked my favorite food, sweet potatoes. Then Edward has served it to these children. She doesn't even know.
Edward, is that true?
Father! Look at these children. They are orphans and they were hungry.
I'm hungry too.
Both, calm down. Edward, please finish your story.
Baba, when they told me that they hadn't eaten anything since morning, I felt like I should help them.
Oh, I understand it now. That feeling is called empathy.
Empathy?
Yes. It is when you think about what someone else is going through, or like they usually say, putting yourself in someone's shoes.
Oh yes, I imagine that it was me hungry, and that's when I decided to help them.
That is exactly what empathy is. That was very thoughtful of you, Edward.
Thank you, Baba.
What about me? Why can't you put yourself in my shoes?
Are you sure the remaining food isn't enough for all of us?
It is bad.
I understand, but imagine if it was you. Would you not want your friend to help you out?
Yes, I would.
Boss, helping people who are in need is good indeed. You never know when you also need their help.
Oh, Dad, I have now understood. Mama Mango usually tell us that sharing is caring. I'm so sorry for being selfish.
It's okay, Bert.
Wow, I just love both and your daughter. Did you listen to them?
Yes.
Do you think your daughter was right or wrong?
She was right.
Correct. Who can tell me what they learned from your daughter and both today? That's very correct. Give me a high five. Tell me, do you want others to think about you?
Yes.
Then we must also think about them and what they are going through and how we can help them. Do you understand? In fact, I know a song that can help us to remember to think about our friends. Do you want to learn it?
Yeah!
Okay. Everyone pay attention. You are going to repeat after me.
We all have feelings, that is true. Happiness and sadness, joy and pride. Before you decide on what to do, remember everyone has feelings too.
We all have feelings, that is true. Happiness, sadness, joy and pride. Before you decide on what to do,
good.
Remember everyone has feelings too.
Yes, wonderful. Think about your friends, what they are going through. How do they feel and what should you do? Your friends will do the same for you. They will think about your feelings too.
Think about your friends, what they are going through. How do they feel and what should you do?
All right.
Your friends will do the same for you.
Yes.
They'll think about your feelings.
Yes. Very wonderful.
Did you enjoy the song?
Yes.
Now, I have a little story I want you to listen to. Are you ready?
Yes!
All right. Remember, I will ask you questions. So make sure.
Pay attention.
Once upon a time, there was a rat that lived in a house. One day, very heavy storms destroyed the rat's house. The rat asked other animals to come and help her to build another house. The rat said,
"Please come and help me. I need a new house."
And you know what? All the animals accepted to help, apart from the lizard. Not long after that, the storm returned and also destroyed the lizard's house. She did not have anywhere to stay with her children. She too asked other animals to help her build another home. Lizard said,
"Please come and help me. My house is destroyed."
No animal showed up. Why do you think no animal came and helped the lizard?
Because Squirrel did not even care when Hare needed help.
Do you want to be like a lizard?
No!
So, what are you going to do from now on?
I am going to think about others and care about them.
Me too!
Nice! Can we clap for ourselves? Ooh, did we have funny learning today?
Yes!
So friends, remember to think about your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, aunties, everyone. Think about their feelings too, and not just your own. Treat them the way you want them to treat you. Okay?
Okay!
Wow! You are so energetic. You are going to use that energy to practice the things we learned today with your friends and guardians. Don't forget, my name is Mama Mango. Please come again to my shop to listen my stories and songs. I love you all. Come on, everybody. Say bye.
Bye.
ይህ ፕሮግራም በኢንተርናሽናል ሬስኪው ኮሚቴ ተዘጋጅቶ በፕሌይ ማተርስ ፕሮጀክት እና በሌጎ ፋውንዴሽን ትብብር የቀረበ ነው።